you're going to apologize up front. This is a talk from last week's parsha. So, good. Okay. How many of you make Kabbalahs during Yom HaNeraim? How are you doing so far? How many of you are not doing so well? Okay. Right. Okay, don't answer that question publicly. All right. There was a word which they developed. I don't know whether it's used around here or not. I don't know. There's a word in Yiddish, umadik. Umadik means depressed. So I remember exactly when, sometime in my career in Yisrael Shiva, and there was this new word called umd. It became like a verb. You're umd. Like, so, you know, that was an excuse. He didn't show up the center. He was umd. You know, wasn't down as well. He was umd, you know. So I think the first person who had the right to be umd in this world was Adam Rishon. I don't know about you, but getting one mitzvah kala lashon of the Chazal, and not on the first day that he was created, and not making it through the day, and because of that, he and all of his descendants are going to die for the whole future of the world till Tchias HaMesim. Plus, he's thrown out of Gan Eden. Would send most of us into a depression. Agreed? Yeah, pretty depressing. Right? I once suggested, which I don't know whether it's shot or not, that maybe it's like this, one of these, like, being affected by modern psychology type of a thought process. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Adam Rishon, that what's with the eating with the Eitzadas? Remember Adam Hishash and Asati Madi, he nostan limin ho eitz vo echel. So Chazal stelling this Lashon of vo echel, it should have said vo echelti, Lashon Avar. It says vo echel, which is Lashon Hoive. It says echelti vo echeloid. I ate and I will do it again. So the Rosh was coming to him and say, did you do this wrong? He says, yes. And you know what? I'm going to do it again. That's pretty mechutzadik. The other reason to talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu, according to the Medrash, and say, I'm going to do it again. There's a different Medrash, which the Medrash says, on this pasuk about Ator, that Vatoa is Lashon Shuvah. The Rosh Hashanah says to Adam, the Medrash has a conversation between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Adam, Vatoa means do tshuva. And Adam says, Pen, Hishamah Pen Va'al means not. Adam says, no, I'm not going to do tshuva. So again, that seems to be very strange that Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Adam to do tshuva, and Adam is saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to do tshuva. So I would suggest that Adam was not saying a lashon of chutzpah. He was saying not I refuse to do tshuva. I feel I can't do tshuva. I feel like I'm stuck. Not v'chalti v'oichol. I'm going to do it again as a lashon of merida of chutzpah. Rashi, I'm stuck. I'm an oichol. That's who I am. I've labeled myself as a failure. I can't do it. I can't change. We pointed out then, when I said the Shmuz and Rosh Hashanah a few years ago, that you look at the Seder Psukim, Adam Rishon is not kicked out of Gan Eden because of the Yefnei Tzedas. It doesn't say that. The Rosh Hashanah has this conversation. The Rosh Hashanah says now, but the Rosh Hashanah says that Pen Yishlach Yadav Olakach Gam Eitzachayim Olakach V'chaylolam, now he has to leave. He wasn't kicked out of Gan Eden for Chet. He was kicked out of Gan Eden because we don't trust him anymore that he won't eat from the Eitz HaChayim. Because the Baruch Hashem asked him, will you do it again? He says, no, I'm stuck. I'm labeled as a person who doesn't listen. Now that I'm labeled as a person, the person says, I can't keep you in Gan Eden. You can be a Choytze and be in Gan Eden. That's not a stira. But if you label yourself as a failure, you can't be in Gan Eden. That's what the Pesukim are saying. Later on, we have this story with Lamech, Rashi being the Chazal, that Lamech and his wives go to Adam to for this conversation, because once he's Mekayim Mitzvah Peruvu, he was Perish, because the Zera of Kayin is going to be wiped out. So what's it worth? Shman Kali. So Rashi brings to Peshatim. So they went to Adam, and Adam says that you have to do your mitzvahs. So he says, Sharatzmacha, be kosher yourself first. So Chazal say that Lamech says to Adam, he was Perish Meishter for 130 years. And Chazal are faulting him for that. So what's Adam Rishon supposed to do? Again, if we'd be modern psychologists, you'd say, like, you know, we can sort of relate to this. Right? It has to be depressing. He's walking around every single day, every moment, aware of the fact that every one of his descendants, of billions and billions and billions of people, which are going to walk the face, are all going to die because of him. You can't blow it worse than that. One mitzvah, the first day you're created, in Gan Eden, and the result is Misa for billions of people. And what he was supposed to do was pick himself up and live a regular life. Not be Perish Meishter. And Chazal are faulting him. Which means that the Torah is expecting from man to look forwards and not backwards. Not to look at your failures, but to look at the next day as a brand new day. How abysmal your failure might be. It means the most dismal thing that you can imagine. That was yesterday. So Ben Yonah, in his Sefer, he has a little in the back of Shari Tshuva, there's printed, in some of the Shari Tshuva, there's printed a little kuntres, like 2-3 pages long, called Yisod HaTshuva, or Yisod HaTshuva, two versions of it. Either it's the foundation of Tshuva or it's the secret of Tshuva. Either one says it's a nice name. The foundation of Tshuva, the Yisod HaTshuva, the secret of Tshuva is today is fresh. Yecheskel comes to Klaisel and says, do Tshuva. He says, we can't. We have such a burden of sin. We have such a burden that we can't. We're stuck. He says, throw it off. So Tzvi says, what do you mean throw it off? He says, that was yesterday. Today is fresh. Today I'm going to get it right. What about yesterday? It's yesterday. One of the most challenging things about Kabbalah is they're great when they work. And they're very saddening when they don't. You know, because, you know, especially the person makes this Kabbalah, you know. And so if somebody really wants to be over in Austin Borum, you point out, you know, it's less than 3 weeks since Yom Kippur. Like, your Kabbalah has lasted all of, like, you know, 5 days. Like, rub it in, you know. You really are, like, you know, Nebuch. You can't hold on to anything for 5 days. You know, didn't make it till from Yom Kippur till Sukkos. That's in Austin Borum. I didn't say that. No. If I would have wanted to do it in Sturm, I would have said that. Rav Zadel Epstein, one time I brought up something really, really inappropriate when he was still saying Shir in RJJ. So he says, if I be a Rebbe, would get upset, I would say this and this and this. If I be a Rebbe, get upset, I would say this and that and that and that. But a lot of Rebbe gets upset. So that was his way of getting across the message without. So what's supposed to happen now? We have a beautiful winter ahead of us. The first one always has to be about, you know, you have a great winter ahead of you, it's going to be wonderful, etc. Right? We're supposed to pick ourselves up and say that was yesterday. And today's today. And so, you know, hopefully tomorrow today will be better. Tomorrow will be even better. And if it's not, so we can start again. How many times do you start? As many days as you have. the thousands of days that you have, every day you start new. The fact that we're going to label ourselves by what we've not accomplished until now is exactly what Parshas Bereishis is telling us don't do. Man is the Adam is the crown of creation. He didn't lose that status because he was chayteh. He could have stayed in Gan Eden. Even the word chayteh, it's an awesome word. She says in multiple places, the word chayteh means that you missed the target. You're missing something. It's chaser, Rashi says. Right, what is it? Anochi achatena. It means I sinned. It says the sheep which right. Anochi achatena miyadit vakshena. The Rashi. What is also anochi achatena? To have a shagis miminyana was missing. Chatena means loshen of chaser, and after chaserena, I had to pay for the loss. It just means it's missing. That's it. Chate means you missed something. You could have had more, and you had less. So why is that a definition of who you are? I could have done better yesterday. I could have had that interaction with the person that I'm trying to do better with better. I could have not yelled at him, and I yelled at him. Okay, so if I should yell at him again? So Chazal have a beautiful way of saying it is a person who you know, ate garlic. She ate more garlic. Okay, I ate garlic. I want to eat more garlic. You know, you smell bad. Let's smell, make yourself smell worse. It's an illogical thought process. But that's how the Yetzer HaRa learns. You know, listen, you blew it. You didn't make it up for davening yesterday, so don't get up again today. Like, it's not a logical conversation. But we have this word called omens. We get depressed. So I think I told you once that I have a chaver in Cleveland who does a lot of working with people and helping people, etc. He once got a phone call from somebody who was contemplating suicide. Person called him and said, you know, he's contemplating suicide. And somebody said, you should call Rabbi so-and-so. He'll be able to help you a little bit. So I learned with him, this is like next day since, you know. So we're talking. And he tells me this story. I said, so what'd you say? I said, you bought guy for you. I said, you said what? You know, the guy standing by the parapet of the bridge, ready to jump. You know, and says, you're a Balgaiva. That's going to convince him to step back, right? I mean, sounds interesting. So I said to him, why? What's the problem? Terrence says, you thought you were Moshe Rabbeinu. And now you found out that you're not Moshe Rabbeinu. And you're so depressed that you're ready to kill yourself. You know what? You never were Moshe Rabbeinu. You're not going to wear Moshe Rabbeinu. You never were. You're a human being who has ups and downs, has good and bad, and you're not, it's like, oy vey, the world is ending, because I really blew it, because I'm never going to be the person I thought I was going to be. Like, you know, you never were that person you thought you were going to be, and it's okay. Move on with life. I said, that was an interesting approach. So, we're not doing that, but we do spiritual suicide because of it. We sometimes, like, you know, we just like shoot ourselves in the foot. I really thought I was going to manage to be. I'm going to start this month. I'm going to be in time for Seder, and I blew it the first day. Forget it. Winter's done. Like, let's go back to sleep and sleep it off. There's a fascinating nusach in the Reb Chaim V'Loshiner. Sometimes you wonder, like, wow, in the Ruach HaChaim, one place he writes a loshin. And you read it like saying, he says, sometimes you have this like feeling, you like to go to sleep and like wake up and like, you know, and, like in a few months after like all this issues pass on. He's describing depression. And like, but I was like, I wouldn't expect the Reb Chaim V'Loshiner to relate to those words, that idea. He says, you know, you just like, just want to go to sleep. It's just like, I can't deal with this. I'm talking, not doing good. I'm a horrible, you know, at least sleep for a few months and hopefully when I wake up, the world will look better. As opposed to dealing with it. And dealing with it as best as you can, and you're talking out perfect. And you're not supposed to be perfect. We spoke about the Kabbalah. Kabbalah has to be something which is which is some way is you. It's real and it's small because it's something which is realistic. Otherwise, it's not emes. But part of the Kabbalah is recognizing that it's not perfect. We spoke about some of the Kabbalah should be for a short period of time. I finally got smart this year. Like, you know, just only took like, I don't know how many years being, you know, whatever. I like making Kabbalahs like that for a short period of time. So, you know, but most of the Kabbalahs are about my Zman. And the day after Yom Kippur, there's no Zman. So I make Kabbalah. My Kabbalah should last until Aleph Kislev. That's my Kabbalah. So that's why I don't have to worry about, you know, the fact that it doesn't fit. Now, of course, I have to remember it by the time I get to Aleph Cheshvan. Right? But you make a Kabbalah about how much you're going to learn, and then the Ben Zman, I mean, you're not going to learn anything, so I'm done. You know? My Kabbalah was trying to get more sleep. I'm not doing so good on it so far. Right? Okay. So what should I do? Sleep more? Right? Kamala says, just go to sleep. I've been trying. It doesn't work. Chazal are looking at Adam. Chazal are sitting in judgment on Adam. If anybody deserves to be depressed, he's depressed. And they say, I'm sorry. That's not an option. Failure is not a right. You have no right to define yourself by failure. If Adam Arishan had no right to define himself by failure, we for sure do not have a right to do that. Because there's nobody who failed greater than Adam. And he had no right to say Vo'echel. He had no right to say Pen. And he had no right to parashim Ishtoi. He was Mechuyev the next day to get up and do everything he's supposed to do like an old person. Because that was yesterday. What are Chazal saying? That the koyach of an Adam is so powerful that it's possible. If you look at yourself with the strength of what Adam is, Adam was the pair. It was the pair of Bria. Adam was Yitzir Kavshel Kadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't lose that because he was Chayte. You're still the crown of creation. You're the pinnacle of creation. You're the purpose of the world. That purpose didn't change because you did something wrong. You still have that responsibility and the ability to deal with it. You have the greatness within you to handle this. You can pick yourself up. I am still great. I was great. I have to do tshuva. Ben Yona writes in Shari Avoda, the mamash of the first piece in Shari Avoda, that if a person doesn't understand how great he is, it's not shy at the concept of Avoda. Hachnoa kniya bimachnia means with all of your awareness of who you are, you recognize that you have to take that and humble that yourself in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But if you think that you're a nothing, you're a behemoth. You're sharing that with the behemoths, not with man. That's not man. The godless of Adam. What man is able to accomplish, you are the Bria. So we now know that the size of the Bria is, you know, X amount of trillions and trillions of light years. Because we created that for you. He put into the Bria trillions and trillions of trees for you. He created all the animals for you. He created all of the water in the oceans for you. That's what Adam is. We are the most powerful beings in the Bria. With our Meisim, we Kaveya. That can be paralyzing, but it can be uplifting. And Adam was paralyzed, and the midst of the void is to be uplifted. Yes, we made a Kabbalah, and yes, we might have blown it already. So try again. Pick yourself up, do it again. I can't wait for davening. My Kabbalah is coming time for davening. I can't wait for davening. I wasn't careful in Lashon Hara. I wasn't careful. My Kabbalah start for Seder learning. Shmuz later. Learn now, shmuz later. Right? Good model, right? Most people start for Seder with the shmuz, and then eventually they start learning. The problem is that there's a nature of shmuz that keeps going. So, make a Kabbalah first 15 minutes. I'm going to learn. You know what? I'm not saying I'm not going to shmuz. Says, you want to make a fight with all the Yetzirah? Fine. Do it smart. So one of the Yetzirah's tactics is later. If that's the rights. I'm going to learn. I'm not going to learn. Just do it later. So use that against the Yetzirah. I'm going to schmooze later. Yeah, I'm not going to schmooze. I enjoy schmoozing. It's a great thing. It's good to sit there and say, talk about stupid things for hours and hours. Later. Okay. Right now I'm going to learn. You know what? Today I didn't do it. So therefore what? But tomorrow I will. And we label ourselves. The worst label we put on ourselves is we the ones who put on ourselves. When someone else puts a label on us, it's painful. We put on ourselves, it's mamish, it's painful to watch. Why are you doing that to yourself? Because you feel like you could have been better, you should have been better, and you're not, and therefore, you should have been better, could have been better, and you're not. You're a human being. Human beings make mistakes. I'm going to say something which sounds radical. The Reb Chaim says it. Our Rishon was supposed to be Chayte. Because he wasn't not supposed to be Chayte, he wouldn't have been Chayte. Which means is a pasuk. There's nobody who's not going to be karte. Because I'll talk about the four people who were made speeches on Nachash. There's four people in the history of mankind who did not were not karte. Moshe Rabbeinu was karte. Avraham Avinu was karte. Yaakov Avinu was karte. He's still Yaakov Avinu. He's still Moshe Rabbeinu. He's still David HaMelech. He's still Shaul HaMelech. He was quite there. Yes, and that's horrible, and it has to tshuva and all those things. But it doesn't mean he's not the person that he was. The fact that I blow things means I'm human. To err is human. We make errors in judgments. We make decisions, and there's consequences. And some of the consequences are very painful, and we end up doing things which are wrong. And we have to take steps to correct those. And sometimes we'll be successful. Sometimes we'll need more time to be successful. But we never have a right to give up. And that's the Chazal's Taina on Rishi. So one of the hidden messages of the Parsha Bereishis, together with that man is the glory of creation, is that man will make mistakes. And man never has the right to give up on correcting himself. So we're starting a beautiful winter. And we make Kabbalahs, we didn't make Kabbalahs, so we're going to make Kabbalahs. We're going to make commitments, so we're going to decide we're going to have a good winter. Blessed Hashem, we'll have a good winter. And there'll be days in which it won't work. And the avodah is to make sure that day doesn't define you. That was yesterday. Today I'm going to do better. I didn't learn as much as I wanted to yesterday. Okay, that was yesterday. I wasn't as careful with fill in the blank, whatever the blank is. That was yesterday. I didn't do what I was supposed to do. Mitzvah say, that was yesterday. And today is today. Rabbi Yehuda suggests that you take the day and you divide it into four parts. He says, my goal is not to get the whole day right. My goal is to get section one right. For the next X amount of hours, I'm going to try and do it right. And if after that, if you get to that point, you say thank you to Kodesh Baruch Hu for getting it right. And if not, you say Vidur, and you go to the next section. That's what he writes. Okay, so you forgot about yesterday. So 24 hours is a very daunting period of time. He says, you know, the first one is from getting up till you eat breakfast. Now, that depends, you know, for some people that's a very short period of time. So I'm not sure that should be your unit. If you do my style of a lifestyle, that can be quite long sometimes. whatever the unit is. It says if you got it right, you thank Kadosh Baruch Hu that you were zeichah to get that section right. Now let's move on to the next one. If you didn't, you say Vida and you go right through. So my family decided, you know, Adam Rishon family decided after 30 years he's going to get it right, and he blows it again the next morning. Now what? You say Vida and you go right through. That's it. No Gersa Maisus. I'm making it sound simple. I know it's not simple. I'm making it sound that the human psyche is difficult. We want to look at ourselves as unique and special, and we define that by what's around that we're told what's important, etc. And if we don't do that, we find that very challenging to who we are. But it's a mistake. That's not how we're not defined by our mistakes. Aver is not mechaba mitzvah, because I'll say the things you did wrong doesn't take away what you've done right. Our society is very much like not like that. You know, you have Adam Gadol. One time there's something wrong, Ois Gadol. That's it. You know, Yaakovino, Nebuch, you know, he would have been, you know, in the modern in the newspapers at the time, like, you know, he would have been Bashmir. Married to sister. Ois Gadol. Treif. Avram and Gamer Tamid Chachamim. Can you imagine? He took people out of Bnei Brak, sent them to the army. I mean, Chazal, right? He's done. His reputation is done. They tried to do to the Rishonim when he said some people should go to the army. That's exactly what they tried to do to him. Ois Gadol. Tell you a good story just to finish. Now you have to. Chazal say that even the person shouldn't. But Tamachom has to have shemini. He has to have 1/8 of 1/8. He has to have 1/64 of a part of gaiva, whatever that means. Like what's the number you're starting with? You're dividing into 1/64. You know, billion worth of gaiva. Like, you know, take 1/64. That's, you know, it's a nice amount. I don't know what are you starting with. You know, 1/64 of what? Shemini shemini. So Rav Chaim Norman put out a sefer on shiurim. It was very small shiurim. So some of the people in Yerushalayim were not very happy with his shiurim, that they felt they were too mako, etc. So they made a protest in front of his house. So he's walking along with Samidim and says, like, Rebbe, what's this about? He says, I was a mite in the shiur of the Shmini Shmishminis. Just because they protested him, didn't make him always godel. And that he was wrong, he's still not Ois Gadol. Right. The same with the Shuvah Gedolim, but nowadays it's not true. We do the exact same things ourselves. Either I have to be perfect in all areas or this area, and when I don't do it, I'm so pained, I can't function. You're not Ois Gadol, you're not Ois Chacham, you're not Ois Adam, you're the Pe'er of the Bria, you're the greatest thing the Rosh ever made. He made the whole world for you. Why is Adam created Rishidi? To tell you, Bishuli Nivra Olam. That means the whole Bria, all of mankind was created for you. Ben Zoyma, he says, all these 300,000 people were created for me, the Sham Shemi. That's a mind-boggling statement. He wasn't a wild guy. It's true. The Rosh created the world for you. He created for him also. How can Rosh do that? That's his business. I don't have to answer every kasha. The Rosh put everything in the Bria. That whole shopping center is here for you. Don't waste your time, please. Why is it there? That you should be able to sit and learn. Do mitzvahs. Become who you're supposed to become. You blew it? Okay. It's not there for you anymore. It's still there for you. Nothing changed. You're still the crown of creation. Wear that crown proudly. Understand the responsibility that it has. Understand the belief in yourself that message is given to you, and live with it.